Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Robert Bloom is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Robert was joined us about 3 years ago, with his book, The Inside Advantage, and it was his first book. And he's a former executive of a very large company and had great success there. He's also has become an entrepreneur and had great success in that area as well. Now he's written a couple of books, and he's been very successful about that. And it's because of he's been writing about and reporting on the things he learned in the marketplace. And it's obvious to me he learned an awful lot about customers, and that was an important part of why he was so successful. His new book is called The New Experts, and he's talking about your customers, and he's here to talk to us about that. Robert Bloom, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you for having me.
It's good to have you back, Robert. And Robert says we can call him Bob. And Bob, one of the things that I've been saying for a long time now is that we are leaving the age of the seller, where the seller had, even though the buyer always had the buying decision aspect of the relationship, we're leaving the buyers still have that, customers still have that capability. But where the seller once had control of the information, that's gone now. And I think that's tipped the balance of power away from what I call the age of the seller into the age of the customer. What do you think?
I couldn't agree more. I believe the business world has changed and changed forever because customers basically don't care where they buy today. They have been empowered by the internet to have information that they never had access to before.
Mm-hmm.
My father wanted to buy a Ford years ago. He had to go, as many of us did, he had to go to the car dealer to get information. That was the only place you could get the brochure.
Right.
Now you go online and do that. They've been empowered by the fact that they have choice in almost every category. So if you don't sell me, Jim, Charlie or Sally will.
Yeah.
And they've been empowered by smartphones that they can use to compare a price right at the and features right at the point of purchase.
Mm-hmm.
So these three things have empowered customers. Knowledge is power.
Right.
And the customers have taken control.
Well, you call them the new experts, don't you?
I do.
Tell us about that.
Let me just say to you that I believe, Jim, everybody is a new expert. You know, there are some of you out there listening and say, okay, my kid's a new expert because he's really cool with technology. Everybody today is a new expert, meaning that everybody has this power. Your grandmother, your kids, your spouse, Uncle Harry, everybody is a new expert because they have access to the internet, and they're empowered by these tools that
mm-hmm.
they have, and they've taken control. You know, the seller has been in control since time immemorial,
right?
And they've been in control because they had the knowledge. And there's been an immense shift in the marketplace.
Well,
many customers, many buyers don't understand fully how massive that shift is.
Well, and how that's impacting the way they go to market because if their sales force isn't prepared for a customer who may know as much as they do about their products and merely needs to have somebody answer a few last questions and make them feel a little bit more at home with the experience they have with you, if your salespeople aren't prepared for that, then you're going to bore the heck out of your customers. They're going to go somewhere else.
If
you're lucky,
true.
You bore them. You might annoy them.
You know, what I've done is to divide the selling progression. In every selling progression has four decisive customer moments, and I've identified the things that you have to do at each one of these moments. Let me make one comment, Jim. It's not just the sales force today. It's the whole company, even if it's a small entrepreneurial company, even if you're one person, you've got to be totally aligned from the point of selling all the way through the point of delivery. Let's make a quick. I live in Italy in the summertime, mm-hmm. and my Kindle turned all black and splotchy, and so I called the Kindle hotline. A real human being that spoke my language
wow.
answered, and he asked me what it looked like. I told him, and then he asked me to do a bunch of things. I did those. He said, "Did that fix it?" I said, "No." He said, "Send it back." And I said, thanks, I will. And I said, but I got a question for you. And he said, yes, I know what the question is. Are your books that you bought going to be on that Kindle when you get your new Kindle? Because the books that you bought were far more of an investment than
right.
the Kindle. And I said, yes. And that new arrived. That requires alignment all the way through the contract
right.
company.
Right. And so what was the answer? Are your books going to still be there?
Not only books are still there, but I bought more since then.
Right, right.
And that's one example of a company that really understands mm-hmm. alignment all the way through. Jeff Bezos is terrific. Whether you're a big company or a small company, look, I started with my dad and 12 people, so I was an entrepreneur for all the first part of my life. I had the good fortune to become CEO of a bigger company because I sold my company to them and I ran
right.
the United States. But basically, I'm an entrepreneur at heart.
Right. Well, and because of that, and see, this is why the things that you're seeing in the marketplace, the shifts that you're seeing out there, Bob, are shifts that are happening on Main Street, as more evident on Main Street, to my opinion, than anywhere else. And I think this is the reason why small business owners are better positioned to make these shifts with the new experts, as you call them, to make those shifts with them and to take advantage of this early on. It's one of the reasons why I think this new age that we're entering into is going to be to the advantage of the small business. What do you think?
I couldn't agree more. Again, we're too much on the same wavelength today, Jim. But let me just say to you that entrepreneurs can move faster and quicker. I thought when I started working for the big companies like BMW and L'Oreal and those kinds of things, it was going to be exciting, but it was really dull
yeah.
because they can't move quickly, and entrepreneurs can. But let me just say that there are these four decisive customer moments are really important for entrepreneurs to understand, small business to understand.
Bob, hold on to that thought, because we're going to take a break, and when we come back, okay. I'm going to let you. We're going to get into those four.
That's good.
We got all four of them right here, folks. You don't want to miss. We're going to do that right after these messages. Bob, tell us how we can find you and your book.
On any bookseller, either site or brick and mortar,
right?
And it's available. It's not very expensive, and it's not a difficult read.
It's a great book. 20 after the hour. Right back with Bob Bloom, Robert Bloom, after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.